Never complete.
Okay, page 298. The section 2, as continue, it is good, okay? As complete, it is the essence. But this essence, Chinese's nature, human nature, everything's nature. He translates essence. So this we have translation trouble is sometimes Chinese character nature, he translate virtue, he translate character, he translate essence here. So different translation, not the consistency of this problem. Also, his commentary, then he put Lao Zi, chapter 8. I really don't understand what relationship between Lao Tzu chapter 8 to this. Lao Tzu chapter 8, most people learn Lao Tzu is talking about water. But just Lao Tzu say the highest goodness, the highest good people is like water. Then talk of water is not compete with people. Water is go to the low position.
Mm-hmm.
Then talk about the seven meaning about the function of water. Whole chapter talk of water. But here, isn't that related to water? Only one word, good. The highest good. The highest good people is wisdom. His actually is like a water. Water is close to God. So this chapter 8, I don't know. We have why put the chapter 8 here. Okay, then go to 3. The kind people discover it and call it kind. The wise people discover it and call it wise. Here, kind is Chinese character, a very important character, humanity. Then, those who has humanity call it humanity. Those who is wise call it wisdom. This means different people call Yi Jing is humility and wisdom. So translate kind not very good.
Is it also proper humanitarian?
Humanitarian, okay.
Okay.
Humanity is a key term in Confucian philosophy, very important.
Humanity.
Yeah,
yes.
Humility.
Okay.
Humility is key virtue of Confucius, includes all virtues.
Mm-hmm.
So kind.
Yes.
Is one action.
Right.
So kind cannot translate Confucius humility. It's trouble. Yeah. I just talk about the translation. I don't know why I have no time to go to the country. Then talk about the 4. It manifests it as kindness, but conceal its work. Oh, this is a very important sentence he translated. Very important. This talk about Yijing's principle. Yijing's principle. Yijing's principle manifests through humanity. So Yijing, the principle is metaphysics, you know, metaphysics. What is the principle of Yijing? Through humanity, then Yijing's principle come out. So it's humanity. Very deep meaning humanity, not just kind. Kind is just one virtue. Kind to people.
What is the name of that radical humanity? What's that?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, the people.
Yes.
The two.
Yes. And the name of the Chinese name of that?
Zen.
Zen.
J-E-N.
Oh, okay.
Most of them say J-E-N.
Okay.
So Zen is general, include all virtue. So this Yijing principle manifests through all virtue. He uses Zen as a major, but actually include all virtue. Cang store high self in using this using. So this way, use of daily life, everything. So this E, hide itself. So actually, hide itself, E put itself in everything's use. So every day, everything we use, eating E principle already in. So this talk about E is is function very important. Slow virtue of humility, then go in daily life, everything, actions, your daily life, you know, things, they put itself in it. Here he's using walkings. I don't know, it's okay or not okay. Walkings. So it gives life to all things, okay? But it does not share the anxiety of the sage. Why not share the same worry of sage? You sorrow of sage. Sage have a sorrow, worry for people. But Yijing is metaphysics, it's Tao. No sorrow. Yijing is principle. Go everything. But sage have a sorrow. Sage have a worry. So Yijing is a great virtue and a great affairs. Great virtue and great affairs, okay. Then go to section 5. So it possess everything in complete abundance. This is talk about Yijing. Yijing is enrich everything. So this is called a great affair, enrich. So here he chose it possesses everything. But a Chinese character, fu you, enrich. So Yijing can enrich everything, make everything rich. This rich not money, rich means the life, enrich their life. So it renew everything daily. Okay, this okay. So it will make everything new. So this is the great power. Here, power, Chinese can say virtue. Some scholar translate Lao Zi Dao De Jing, Dao and power. The classic of Dao and power. I feel power, English power, I feel not comfortable. Power is feel. It's true, virtue have power, but this power, not this power, influence people.
Hidden power.
Yeah. So this power, virtue has power, influence people, move people, change people, but not very strong. Strong power, fierce power. So I still feel not comfortable using power. But the Chinese case is a glorious virtue. Okay, this is the most important sentence. He chose the begetter of all begetter, it is called Qian. But the Chinese Sen. Some translation, like James Licks, right? Production and reproduction is called change. Sen. Sen produce. Okay, this is Yi Jing Yi. Sen, life. Life and life. Production and production, it's okay. Give first and give first. Sen. So this sen has a last meaning. Life, give birth. Why here I use two these words? Not one word. So this first category of sen, I think this heaven gave life to everything. The second sin is human being keep this life. So heaven give us life, then we keep this life continue. This is called E. I use E. E. So E is life. First heaven give us the essence of life, then human being keep this life. Make this life enrich, renew, beautiful. This is easy. I don't know English begetter, do you know? Okay.
From the Bible. Biblical term.
Okay, as that which you complete, next page 7, as that which you complete the proper image, it is called the create, Qian, he translated create. So complete the image is called Qian, which imitated them. Imitated them actually means follow the Qian. Learn from Qian is Kun. Qian give life to everything. Kun make every life have form. Is Kun, earth. So Qian better translate like is a way of heaven. Kun is a way of earth. Then section 8. Serve for exploring the laws of number. But in Chinese, and those for know the future, it is called Revelation. Revelation, this Chinese character. I think better use very, very clear divination.
Oh, divination.
Divination. Zan. Chinese character. Zan. Divination. So, what about divination? I just translated Chinese directive. Exhaustory and standard the number. Rules of number. Then you know the future. It's called divination. This is very clear. What about divination? Know the number. This line, the number of line. So each of them have 384 numbers of number. So you exhaustory means completely understand this number function. Then you will know future how to do this called definition. Here, this translation a little bit confused. In that it is service to infuse an organic coherence into the change. It is called work. I'll give you Chinese. But actually it's very important, very beautiful. I read the whole English, just this five Chinese character. Tone penetration, bear change. It is called si affairs. Affairs. First, before sentence, complete I read two. Two sentences for you. Chinese is very simple. Complete the number. No future is called definition. Penetration is a change. This penetration, this Chinese character use a verb, penetrate, but very deep words. In Zhuangzi, very important word, tong. Zhuangzi say that Dao go everywhere, is tong.
It penetrates, yes.
Zhuangzi also called a great penetration. Great Dao is a great penetration. Wait, greatly going to everywhere. Dao is going to everywhere. Now, so to change, universe, everything change. So, means each is principle going to ever change. Make every change can penetration. Let's stop it. So, tone means not stop it here. Keep going. Tone another Chinese meaning. Something will stop, block. Tone means keep going, open it. When pump, leaking pump is stop.
Oh.
Tone means keep going. Some change go to wrong way. Change go to stop it. We need make it open, keep going. For example, life, death. People thinking, my life, my death. Death is stuck.
Yes.
Block.
Yep.
I want the death. Left. But Yijing Yi, open it.
Keeps going, yes.
Yeah. So your life, death, then your death, new life.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. So everything, six line, go to the six line, so block it. Yeah? They change, go to this. Then open it, then go to another. So this is called affair. What do we affair? Affair means you can go, keep going, keep going, keep going. Then go to next chapter 5. This book of change, eating is vast and great. When one speaks of what is far, it knows no limitation. That knows, here Chinese have knows, it has no limit. It has no limit. That knows. So when one speaks of what is near, it is still and right. Okay, it's okay. Then section 2. This few sentences, actually it's two sentences. One sentence talk about creative change. One sentence talk about the Kun. Talk about Qian, the eighth sentence, he said, that which is great, great. But he omitted one word, life. Chinese has life, great life. So Qian make life great. So you need to add in a life, great life, or make a life great. Then the Toba Kun, he said, which is vast, also omitted the life, vast life, make life vast. Kun, earth, make life vast. Qian, make life great. So be careful, omitted life. Then go to the next page. Section 3. The third line, he used continued. Continued. This Chinese character, Tong, he translated here, it's continued. Tong is penetration, go everywhere. Then, last sentence, spiritual power, still the power is Chinese case virtue. This is a supreme virtue. Perfect virtue. Chinese a perfect virtue. Okay, then go to chapter 7, section 1. The master said, Confucius said, is the book of Tianji supreme? By means of it, the sage exhort, know there these words, know this there, exhort virtue. Here translated nature, but Chinese is virtue. Exalt virtue. So sage make the virtue great. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Virtue, not nature. And extend the field of action. Action is affair. So vast the affair. Make the affair vast, broad. Here just he say action. Then go to next page, section 2. Section 2, he says, heaven and earth determine the sin. But the original Chinese is heaven and earth are set up in their position. The position is set up. Heaven is high, earth is low. So the position he omits. Position is set. Then it will work between heaven and earth. The perfect nature of man sustains itself and enduring in the gate of way of Tao and justice. Okay, here's a very important sentence. Achieve the nature. Once yin, once yang, is called Tao. Then continue is called good. Then achieve nature. So heaven achieve our nature. Heaven give us nature. We need to keep, preserve. So we need to preserve the heaven give us nature. Keep it. So keep it and more keep it. So this first is heaven give us nature. Then second is we need to keep this nature. How to keep this nature? This is the gate. This is the gate of the Tao and the Yi, righteousness. Here's righteousness. He translated justice. Justice is a Western philosophy. So I need to talk about this E, very important E. Confucius emphasized humanity and E, then E. Humanity is the quality of human being. E is righteousness. Righteousness, you do everything is fit to everybody, is right. Not yourself is right. That you have a standard, this is right. So this Western philosophy, they first set a standard, this is right, then justice. Yes. But this Chinese character Yi is a fit to everything. Right, not you are right, to everything is right. So to everything is right is harmony with everything too. Benefit to everything. So justice cannot translate this Chinese E. Then we go to page 313. I select the time limit. I select an important 313. The 9, section 9. It reverse Tao and render nature and action divine. Okay. This Chinese character, Shen coming, Shen. Before we translate spiritual. So here, so I write a Chinese here. So this Yi Jing's principle, manifest the Tao. Tao is invisible. Tao can see, can touch. But Yi Jing's principle, this principle in the 64 hexagon, each line we talk about principle. This principle manifest the Tao. Also, this is Shen, we translate English spirit. Also, sometimes God, sometimes a different translation. But here is a verb, make your virtue and action spiritual. So the spiritualize people's virtue and action. So Yi Jing, the principle manifests the Tao. Yi Jing also spiritualize people's virtue and action. Mm-hmm. Make people's virtue action. Spiritualize, go upward. So this is a very important idea in Yi Jing too. So he translates, also he used gods, actually the spirit. Spirits are something different from God. Then go to page 315. Section 4. This is before I said very important, talk about Yi Jing. Let it change. If you use changes, confuse. Yi Jing, Yi. The essence of Yi, the Yi. So the Yi Jing, Yi has no. No thinking, here transcendental conscious. No thinking, no action. It's okay. They are quiet, the stillness without moving. Okay. But if they are stimulation, they penetrate in all situation under heaven. Here situation, Chinese characters, reason or cause. Reason. The cause effect.
Oh, okay.
So when response, so Yi Jing going to any cause of everything, any reason of everything, not just such issue just already. So Yi Jing actually, we talk about Buddhist cause effect, right?
Same.
So Yi Jing go to the cause.
Oh,
God.
I see.
So cause, because you have this cause, then you have effect.
Mm-hmm.
So eating with dealing with cause, respond with cause, then make everything response. So here's situation will be cause. Because maybe cause is difficult to the meaning translation. He translates situation. Okay. Any questions? I'm sorry, only Well, impossible to default. Well, I just select import to. Next, these two words I did, sentence I did, page 316. Okay, section 2. Therefore, the virtue, here's the virtue of the yellow stock is round and spiritual. It's good. The virtue of the hickory is square and white. These two things are important. The virtue of the hickory. So each yellow stock. So we use yellow stocks to divine.
Mm-hmm.
Divine. So this yellow stock is spiritualized. So he is round and spiritual. Round is go everywhere. Spiritual can go everywhere. So this definition, of E is round and spiritual.
Well, round is also yang, right? And yin is square. Is that right?
You can do this
okay.
Commentary. Okay. But here I just emphasize wisdom.
Oh, okay.
Wisdom is round and mm-hmm. spiritual. Then each hickory is square. Hickory. Square. And wise. Here, wise is knowledge. Mm-hmm. So, knowledge is a square.
Okay.
Square. Because all judges right or wrong. Wisdom is wrong. Knowledge is square.
Okay.
So, this is the Chinese philosophy emphasizes wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chinese practice everything is round, spiritual. Western philosophy emphasizes knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All was square. Okay. Standard. Judge. Okay. Today we stop here. Then
yes.
Next Monday, your presentation.
Yes.
Okay. Also, you are present your
yes.
about the transformation.
Yeah.
They're very interested. Because she has this course. Response me. Then because you talk about transformation, so I need to discuss my Chinese philosophy, what means transformation. So just recently, 10 years, I wrote more than 10 articles and 2 books discussing Indic life philosophy, the method I use is the transformation of life.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think I will respond to your presentation. Also, I will discuss some idea about what mean life of transformation. This life of transformation come from Yi Jing, come from Lao Tzu, Taoism,
yes.
And Confucius. And also you are, you use three, your presentation.
Yes.
Three. Okay.
And it's okay if I make a presentation on a single hexagram?
Oh, you should.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Before I say
yes.
Actually, my presentation is more the limitations of Western thinking.
Oh.
Transformative learning. So, real compliment.
Okay.